Life Audio.
Wasting the Word by Ryan Duncan. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse is 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord remains forever, and this word is the good news that was preached to you. Not long ago, a friend sent me a funny message over Facebook that went something like this. Question: if someone from the 1950s suddenly appeared before you, what would be the most difficult thing to explain to them about life today? Answer: I possess a device in my pocket which is capable of accessing the eternity of information known to man. I use it to look at pictures of cats and get into arguments with strangers. I can remember laughing after I read this. It really was true. I mostly use the internet to watch reruns of TV shows or recommend new music to friends, pretty trivial tasks for a device that contains all the world's knowledge. After I signed off, however, I was struck by a sudden thought. Am I wasting God's word the same way I waste the internet? It was a sobering question. I picked up my Bible up off the coffee table and for a few moments just stared at it. Here in my hands was a book that recounted the days when the immortal, eternal God of all that was and will ever be walked the earth as a man and spoke to humans. How was I using this gift again? Last I could remember, it was to find a prayer that would keep me from going bald. To tell the truth, I think all Christians, me included, have a serious problem with wasting the gospel. Just look at how we've used it in the past. To argue why one political party is better than another. To tell divorcees and homosexuals and people from checkered backgrounds that they're not good enough for God. To justify why we don't help the broken and the needy. The Bible is a precious gift and a valuable resource. It should never be used lightly or frivolously. So the next time you sit down for a quiet time or look up a favorite verse, remember that what you see is more than words on a page. You possess in your hand a testament to God's love for humanity and His desire to be part of our lives. Make sure you don't waste it. Intersecting Faith and Life. Do not waste the Word of God. When you read the Bible, seek to apply it. For further reading, try Matthew 13:33.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.